from NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Vice President Dick Cheney made a rare appearance in the Senate chamber today. He was there to cast the tie-breaking vote needed to pass President Bush's tax cut proposal. Shortly after 7 o'clock Eastern Time, the key vote found the Senate split exactly 50-50 on a proposal to exclude all stock dividends from taxation for 3 years. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner joins us from the Capitol, where the voting continues at this hour. And David, President Bush and the Senate Republican leaders found enough votes to force a 50-50 tie. The vice president broke the tie. Any surprise there?
Well, Robert, it wasn't a huge surprise because with a 51 Republican majority in the Senate, things were pretty close as they were. And all day we'd been hearing from the Republican leadership that all but three Republicans could be counted on for this vote on the dividend tax cut. And at the same time, it looked like they could count on two votes from the Democratic side, which is what turned out. Zell Miller of Georgia and Ben Nelson of Nebraska both voted for the dividend tax cut, and that put the vote tally at 50-50, and Vice President Cheney, sitting in the presiding officer's chair, cast his vote, and it became 51-50.
Prevailed. Now, Zell Miller of Georgia had been for the president's deal all along, but Senator Nelson came late. His big demand was that there be a $20 billion package of aid for the states, and here's what he said about that today.
This is more than a token. It's a significant amount, and there are those who say, well, it's a gift, it's bailing out states. It's not about that at all. It's protecting what you hope to get in the way of an effect from tax cuts back here.
That's Senator Ben Nelson, a Democrat of Nebraska. David, what about the Republicans who had been critical of this dividend tax cut? Did they vote against it in the end?
Three Republicans did vote against the proposal to make dividend taxes exempt. Arizona's John McCain and Rhode Island's Lincoln Chafee had been against any kind of dividend tax cut all along, saying record budget deficits make such a tax cut unwise at this point. And Maine's Olympia Snow also voted against the dividend tax cut. That's because what the Senate approved tonight was a tax cut that exempts half of dividends this year and all of them for the next 3 years and then disappears. Snow said that's just a gimmick, and it also knocked out of the bill the dividend tax cut that she had stuck in the Senate Finance Committee last week that exempted only the first $500 worth of dividend income. Snow and Ohio's George Voinovich were the two Republicans who had forced the Senate to agree to limiting the overall size of the tax cut to $350 billion. But Voinovich today ended up voting for the dividend amendment. He felt that it was compensated for with tax increases in other areas.
Now, back to that $350 billion figure, the Senate is expected to complete its passage of this tax bill later tonight, perhaps with another assist from the vice president. But whatever it passes must still be within that $350 billion cap they imposed in their budget. Is that right? And if so, how does that really work?
Yes, and the way it works is that the $350 billion is protected from a filibuster in the Senate. It takes 60 votes to overcome a filibuster, but it only takes 50 votes to approve these tax cut proposals, as long as they're within the $350 billion. And in fact, the proposals that they have before them actually exceed that by about $90 billion, but there are $90 billion worth of tax increases to compensate for that.
But then the next step after passage in the Senate would be reconciling the Senate bill with the House bill. The House tax cut is much bigger. What do they do? Split the difference?
Well, the House approved $550 billion in tax cuts, and House leaders say that they've got a better tax cut bill. But because the Senate has this limit, either the House is going to have to come down to it, or there may not be a tax cut bill coming out of Congress at all.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Robert.
NPR's David Wellner speaking to us from the Capitol.